This is New England Public Radio. I'm Kari Njeri. 40 years ago this month, the strongest tornado ever to hit Connecticut ripped through Windsor Locks and surrounding communities without warning. The F4 storm occurred just before 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday, October 3, 1979. It killed 3 people and injured some 500 more. It also caused more than $400 million in property damage, including almost half of the aircraft on display at what had been the Bradley Air Museum, a 4-acre site next to Bradley Airport.
17 planes were destroyed outright. The indoor hangar had its roof ripped off, which basically disqualified it as a museum building. So we were basically put out of business at that current spot.
Nick Hurley is the curator of the now renamed New England Air Museum, which reopened to business exactly 2 years after the storm on a 56-acre site on the other side of the airport, with more than 100 historic aircraft. Earlier this month, the museum opened an exhibit to commemorate the tornado's anniversary. Hurley says the display is also about recovery.
We have dozens and dozens of photos of the damage because we had to document the damage to our museum. But we also wanted to tell the whole story of coming back and rebuilding as well. And that recovery is a huge part of our story, both for the museum and for Windsor Locks and all of the communities that were affected. So this first panel kind of covers the storm and all of its effects. And then the second panel, that's actually where the story of rebuilding picks up.
I know the tornadoes are not, they're relatively rare, but they're not unheard of. As I'm reading here, you had more than 100 tornadoes in Connecticut in modern history, and more recently, within the last couple of months, right? But this one was particularly devastating. How so?
So this one is infamous for a lot of different reasons. One was the severity. The other one was how late in the year it occurred. October was, you know, very, very rare for tornadoes. And yes, you know, Connecticut in general, it's really not a state that you think of when you think of tornadoes. You know, they're more well known in the Midwest. It was also very short-lived. It was on the ground for less than 10 minutes, and its path was only about 11 miles long. So it spawned very quickly. It came through, it did a lot of damage, and then it basically disappeared.
With very little notice.
With very little notice. The National Weather Service station here at the airport issued a severe thunderstorm warning, but there was no mention of tornadoes. I'm not a meteorologist, so I won't try to speak to the conditions that spawned the tornado. But what I will tell you is it was, from a meteorological standpoint, a very, very unique weather event. And because the rain was so heavy and the clouds were so low and fast moving, the funnel cloud was basically impossible to spot until it was right on top of something. To my knowledge, there are no photos that exist of this tornado, particularly because it was 1979 and, you know, this was before cell phones. So I haven't been able to find any visual evidence of it. And, you know, this was a very, very significant event for the museum, but it was also a significant event for the communities as a whole, for Pequannock, for Windsor Locks, and even for Massachusetts, because the storm did cross the state line and impact Feeding Hills and the surrounding areas. There are thousands of people still alive today that remember this storm, and some of whom have very vivid memories of either surviving it or having an acquaintance or a relative that survived it. So what we wanted to do was build an exhibit that would provide sort of an outlet for those memories. And if you look down at the end, we do have the Share Your Story corner. Visitors that have memories of the storm, you know, they're welcome to write them down, add them to the wall. And once they've reached the end of the exhibit and they have a sense of all the rebuilding that we did, now they can go into the exhibit hangars and see some of these aircraft that survived the tornado in their former glory.
The anniversary of the tornado earlier this month came a day after an even more deadly incident at Bradley Airport. A vintage bomber crashed with 13 people aboard, killing 7. Hurley says while the museum was not directly involved with the event, it shares a mission with the Collings Foundation, the owner of the B-17 that crashed.
The big difference is that, you know, we are not a flying museum. We do not restore any of our aircraft to flight-worthy condition for a variety of reasons. And, you know, Collings Foundation, obviously, that's a core tenet of their mission, is to provide a living history experience through flight. That being said, there are, you know, connections between what we do and what they do. Over the decades, we've, you know, established and sort of maintained a, just a professional relationship with them, knowing, you know, who's around and who's up there. And it was just, you know, it was terrible to hear of that and to have it occur, you know, so close to home. It was weird, the timing of it. You really, you know, don't quite know what to say.
Nick Hurley is curator at the New England Air Museum. The exhibit, 8 Minutes, Bradley Air Museum and the Windsor Locks Tornado of 1979, runs through next June.